In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. At the center of this Tuesday of Holy Week, and the passion of Jesus in Mark 14 and 15 is his innocence in his trials before the Jewish council and Pilate. We know the truth because we know the story. We have been with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. We've seen him roar as he quickly goes from here to there, teaching and healing, proclaiming the kingdom of God. We know him. We know he is innocent. We know the testimony against him is not true, the witnesses false. Innocent. Of what great crime hast thou to make confession? What dark transgression? It is my sins for which thou, Lord, must languish. Yea, all the wrath, the woe thou dost inherit, this I do merit. And so we must watch him in silence as the Lion of Judah is led like a lamb to the slaughter, like a sheep before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Except for two simple responses to his accusers during his trials. Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? Asked the high priest. I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Are you the King of the Jews? Asked Pilate. You have said so. Such irony. His condemnation is for being who he is, the Christ, the Son of the Blessed, the Great I Am, the Son of Man, the King of the Jews. He is all these things. He is what he is, and he is innocent of anything worthy of death. Tell that to the high priest, who's so undone by Jesus' words that he tears his garments. Such violence for such innocence. The whole council condemns him as deserving of death. They spit on him and cover his face and strike him, saying, prophesy. But Jesus has prophesied to the sons of thunder that he must drink the cup. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Pilate knows he's innocent. He begs Jesus, have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you. Pilate knows he's innocent, and he's amazed. He knows it's out of envy that the chief priest delivered Jesus up to him. Pilate is amazed that they stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas instead. And so the crowd cries out, crucify him. Such irony. A murderer they save, the Prince of Life they slay. yet cheerful he to suffering goes, that he his foes from thence might free. And so Pilate begs them again, why? What evil has he done? Stark innocence. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry. God's justice demands an innocent lamb without blemish. So Pilate satisfies their thirst. He scourges Jesus, delivers him to be crucified. The soldiers, they mock his kingship with purple robe and crown of thorns, striking him with a reed, spitting on him, kneeling in homage to him. But the deepest stroke that pierced him was the stroke that justice gave. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.